Okay. Good morning, everybody. Today I'm here to introduce you a project that I really wanted to see implemented on the mainnet. This project is about implementing a real-world supply chain for Italian products. And in particular, we started with the supply chain ecosystem. This project is backed by the Italian Ministry of Agriculture. It's big and complex, so I don't have time to cover all the aspects. So in this presentation, I summarized the key aspects that I think may help you to build a similar solution in other countries. I'll be happy to answer other questions during the break. So let's start from the conclusions. This is a suggestion from me. I am a developer, I'm a solution architect, and head of the blockchain competence center in Almaviva. So let's go fast. Supply chain exists regardless of IT solutions. So you must fit their process, not the contrary, okay? So you will have supply chain that evolves with business leveraging the technology. So don't be a blockchain zealot. You cannot expect that clients want to know the details of your solution or is interested in how disruptive for the classical IT world it is. Each actor of the supply chain has its own expertise, vision, business models, and goals. So you cannot convince them, all the stakeholders, to converge to a single goal. Okay? Creating an integration of supply chain ecosystem is a matter of business, not technology. So stakeholders want to only do its own job, not to be IT expert, and stakeholders use this, the technology that gives them minor costs and better results. So what you need to do is to find scenarios that really need a decentralized ecosystem. So you need to search for a heterogeneous stakeholder with different goals. So for example, a big company with many suppliers, it's not a good idea. Many intermediaries, so if you are in Italy, it's a good place to start from, and a lot of bureaucracy. Italy also a good place to start from, and EU also. Let's continue with the conclusion. So you cannot force a supply chain ecosystem. You need to create, a promising environment that all actor wants to use. So you create a virtual cycle that makes other stakeholders to join. What is a promising environment? So it fixes some issues from the beginning, let's from some actor. It can grow without relying on a single actor, and every actor can implement new features. It has a reputational system that emerges during the normal use of the environment by the stakeholders. So endorsing should not be a separated step. It should not add a step to the stakeholder business process. A promising environment must save private investments that are made to upgrade the stakeholder IT systems, and it should be cheaper than existing solutions, or at least and have at least the same features. Stakeholders can enjoy the ecosystem whatever they want without shame and justification, and regulators must recognize and participate in the environment. Really important, bold, underlined. So, private companies look for return on investment. Sooner the better, they never really do charity. So I think that your company does not exception. So I suggest to stick close to government organization. They can really boost the creation of the environment because they can spend money for growth of the community. And this is exactly their own return on investment. And with conclusion, you need the regulators to get rid of regulation. So don't try to be the new regulators just because you master the blockchain. And you need dematerialization, really. Really much dematerialization. Start creating a decentralized solution that simply works. Don't try to build a complete solution from the start. So you cannot force the use of specific IT supply chain solution because it never fits the needs of all stakeholders. In any case, there's no single solution that rules them all. There's no single smart contract that rules them all. So it's only a matter of integration. Please use the blockchain for what it is better. So leveraging all the peer-to-peer technology and integrate those technologies with legacy system. We need legacy system for many years ago, more. And again, you don't need to do all on the blockchain, really. You don't need, so don't do it. Start with solution, integration, and features that prepare the environment for the growth of the ecosystem, okay? So if you follow these rules, I think you can use Ethereum mainnet for build a decentralized supply chain solution, and you can build it now. Just gather with others, don't try this at home alone, and if you want, you can start building with us. So who am I, who we are? We are a quite big company. So we are in all over the world, Italy, Brazil, United States. We have many, many people that works with us. And we cover all these markets, so in public administration, transportation, and logistics, and so on. I think you understand the kind of company. And we have many partnerships. So if you want to be with us, just say hi. And to cover all the aspects of the new technology, we have many competence center. As already said, I work with I am head of the Blockchain Competence Center, and I work with other competence centers to provide this kind of solution because it's it needs to be many competencies to provide this solution to the customer. Blockchain is used here as a keyword, as a shortcut, because I really trust that the focus here is to create decentralized solutions. So blockchain is the main technology for this solution, but it's not the only one. So, scenario. Italy is one of the largest agricultural producers of food and processor in the European Union. There is 1 million people directly or indirectly involved in the production chain, and we created not one, but four marks of guarantee that a food or wine product tastes as it traditionally should. Okay, so the main agricultural market threat that we want to solve is product counterfeiting, national and international. We choose to start from wine because Italy is the largest wine producer in the world. So we produce 500 million of liters of wine per year. We are very thirsty. And the traceability of Italian agri-food is the most discussed topic in, for benefit it can make in several application areas. So what we need to do to guarantee quality consumer safety and protection of Italian, of made in Italy products, sorry, and to determine the exact origin and characteristics that make the products unique. Traditional tracking methods are not enough to counteract and discourage the counterfeiting phenomenon. So the actors involved in this ecosystem are many. Here you can see the main. There are producers, wineries, transporters, consumers, associations of all these players. So association of producers, wineries, and so on, bottlers, government organization, and so on. They all share essentially the same issues. Mandatory documentation, in Italy often, is still in paper and contain redundant information. So there is a delay in data gathering because all these actors need to send data to the ministry. So they have different due dates, different laws, and the ministry can do can really do the math because different actors can declare different numbers and it's not easy to understand who is saying the truth, who is saying the he's wrong. So there are high costs for formal controls because it's a fully centralized information that is required to go to the ministry, and there is no easy access for the consumer to all this data. So the data is there, but is available only for the ministry, not for us. So the project is this. We set three goals. Reduce bureaucratic burdens for actors involved in production chain. Simplify mandatory declaration management, automating the collection of information and removing duplicate data. Create a certification system based on innovative technologies to support the wine supply chain. This is important. It should not be it should be coordinated and supervised by the ministry, but freely usable by the market. SME, retailers, startup for building the of value-added services, and enable more effective control management by organizations. So how we do that with an industry 4.0 supply chain platform for traceability of grapes, transport, processing, and bottling. Well, the benefit, administrative and formality simplification, traceability certified and accessible to players and consumers, easy sharing of guaranteed data for all controllers of supply chain, and we have real-time access to product chain information, decreasing cost for formal documentation check, and check of authenticity of product also aboard. I think all know this, but we have advantages of decentralized platform. There are no single point of failure. We have cost fairness, one of my favorite, because reduced costs respect existing solution, and it is a fair distribution of cost among all players. It's safe. We can run smart contract, and we have data protection. Data are immutable, almost, and can be encrypted. What is different? The improvement respect private solutions based on the blockchain already existing. So we, the platform born and dedicated to incentivize collaboration efforts, so encouraging data usage and building new application. Reliability of data. Data are also certified by public administration systems, not just for private individuals. It is legal valid and there is legal validity and simplification involved because we integrated with the system that are already used by the ministry and are used to fulfill various bureaucratic burdens. So the company does not anything at all, and you can track the supply chain just now. Actors with certified identity, so we can integrate with the specific existing systems for identity authentication, for example, the IT systems of the ministry, or the SPID, that is a national Italian identification system. The solution is IT provider agnostic, so every stakeholder can choose its own IT provider to use the platform. It don't need to choose us or the ministry, and save private investment in the ecosystem because it is a everlasting leadness on the platform guaranteed, and even if the ministry decide to stop using it, the platform is still there. What we created is we choose six players, and we created an application for everyone. So the first is a producer that send grapes and land information with a mobile app. The transporter take that information and certificate that it takes those load and bring to the winery. The winery, we upgraded the system that the winery already use to track this information also on Ethereum. We created dashboard and analytics for the ministry and for to monitor the all the transaction and to apply fraud detection. And we are waiting to create the step of assigning an FC tag history to the history. And we created also a web app for a consumer to verify information. How we created this, we use an high-level architecture like this. This is a platform we already own inside Almaviva. It's called Giotto. It was born as an IoT platform, then evolved as an integration platform, and now it's also a blockchain platform. It's a very high-level overview of the platform. The main feature of this platform can be mixed. So the module can be mixed as we wish. We create a specific platform for every customer we work with. In this case, I choose this kind of, I summarize a little bit, but in this case, the supply chain is this. We have on-premises solution on VMware because Ministry use that product. And we have a legacy system, you see in gray, with Java, with Vini Cultural Register and other application. This application needs to be upgraded to send messages to the data lakes for analytics. You see a bunch of classical analytical products like Elasticsearch, Spark, Flume, etc. And we created the front end with Angular engines and the back end API with GraphQL and Node.js. Persistent layer is Mongo. For a blockchain system, we used the two client, Parity and Get. And Get, we put Get on the cloud. So all actors and third parties can interact with the ministry or via a classical way legacy system or directly through the blockchain. Now the third parties now send data directly to the ministry. Tomorrow it will send only to the blockchain. The same thing, let's say something about the smart contract. We created this platform so everyone can work with. So a smart contract has so everyone can use smart contract. That this smart contract. Sorry, I can see. Just a moment. Okay. Okay. Everyone can use this smart contract. The issue is, we can create a supply chain. We don't need governance. We need the endorsement. So the ministry endorses each step. If I don't want the ministry endorsement, I can use this platform in any case. So the consumer or every actor can see who endorsed what step. So we can say that the chain is dynamic, and every step can be endorsed by everyone. For example, we can now the identity of the company is provided by the ministry, but tomorrow can be, for example, an a residency credential, maybe using the oracleized proof of identity, and allows them to endorse every step in any case. So it's up to every player of the supply chain to choose what endorsement to consider valid. The ministry set some constraint about, for example, the quantity. So if you produce a fixed amount of wine, you cannot bottle more than the capacity of the bottle you have. So, and I can show you just what I think about upgradable smart contract. Please do not upgrade smart contract really fast because I don't have. I suggest to don't upgrade a smart contract because this put a government inside something that should not be governed. It's better to send a message to the clients that the smart contract for me, for the ministry, is not valid anymore. Okay? So if I want to use them, that smart contract, I can continue to use that. But I know that someone know that the smart contract is not valid anymore for the ministry. Okay? So I have finished the time. So this is really fast, some screenshot of our console made in Angular that shows the production and the supply chain steps. It's really fast. This is some analytics from Kibana. We have deviation from the historical series, for example. This is the snapshot from the mobile application for customers, so you can scan the NFC code, NFC code on the bottle and check all the step of history and understand where the wine is made from. And so one last thing, the moral of the story is, yeah, you may already heard of this somewhere by someone, and you can build Ethereum and decentralized application now in production. Don't let them catch you doing it though. Thank you.